Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I am just so thrilled and excited to be back in the backyard with you. And I want to welcome our callers in online and also callers in on the phone and those listening online. And I don't know about you, but I missed just taking my virtual trip to the island, because as you know, if you're on my list, you know that I took a spring break for 2 weeks. And I just want to thank all the fans who checked out the shows, because we had a lot of hits on, especially the last show that I did on the Renaissance Man. So if you are coming by or you're online now and you haven't checked it out, I can tell you it was quite interesting. And for my new fans who may come by later on after the show is closed, I want to just tell you a little bit about what we do here every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Well, as I said before, my name is Margaret Marshall, and Backyard Labrish was established to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. One of the reasons is because, as most of my fans know me as the senior's senior, because I'm quite a senior, but I have taken on to myself to do this little broadcast to help give a life to some wonderful historians that are actually bringing to our attention some unforgotten people of long ago that not much is known about, but they had a lot to do with who we are as Jamaicans. So I call myself putting a voice to their research. And tonight, as usual, I'm celebrating Dr. Lumsden, who I hope one day to really get her as my guest on the show, because she is researching a period that there was not a lot of documentation at all. And part of one of the things I'm doing tonight is hoping that someone on the call or listening online or that come by later on can shed some light so that Dr. Lumsden can complete her research and her stories. So I'm going to be throwing out a lot of names tonight as I go through the wonderful story that we're going to discuss about Mr. Robert Lindsay. And these are all people who lived 100 years ago and had so much to contribute to our culture and our country and the world. And one of the reasons that these people are so important to me and I'm so excited is because it came to my consciousness not so long ago as I was sort of reflecting on my mother's life, that my mother was born in 1912 in Savannah La Mar, Jamaica. And she would be 100 years old this year. So I wanted to get a feel for the people who were born around her time, before her time, but who were on the planet at the time she was born and perhaps even after. Because, you know, all of a sudden, I am so interested in history. I was not when I was in school. So I have to keep making that apology because it is the truth. But I didn't find the history then very interesting. I don't know why I'm so intrigued with it now, but I think I know why. Perhaps, you know, my mother wanted to tell me so many stories. I can remember several times. But I was just, you know, about her family, the past. I was just too busy trying to raise my family and get my act together. I would always say, Ma, I don't have time for that. Tell me tomorrow. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. But as I look back, boy, I wish I had taken some time. So this is my sort of making up for all of that. But I find these stories rather fascinating. So tonight we're celebrating. If you are on my list, you will remember that we're going to be talking for the next couple of weeks, really, about people who actually lived 100 years ago. So the person of interest tonight, and I'm hoping that some of his siblings will be, perhaps you might know somebody with this name who might, who knows, they might could be related. But before we do all of that, I'm going to go through my little ritual, so please bear with me, because as I relax and get into the mood to do the show, I hope you enjoyed Mr. Kevin MacLeod's little reggae, classic reggae that we start with. And what I always ask you to do is just settle in whatever chair you're comfortable in now. But if you were born in Jamaica, lived there, visited there, you know that at this time of the day, the trade winds are drifting softly across the island. And no matter how hot it was during the day, come this time of day, it is beautiful. So we're going to pretend we are in our favorite chair on the beach, on the roof, on the veranda, in the backyard, under the mango tree, wherever. And we have our favorite drink in our hand, whether it's alcoholic or not. We're getting in the mood. So relax. Forget about the worries of the week. Forget about the worries of the day. Just chill and listen to a fascinating story of the past. So with that said, I want to start first by what was said of this man by the Daily Gleaner in August of 1936. Men of the Robert Lindsay, and that name is spelled L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, so let me start again. Men of the Robert Lindsay type, men whose service has sweetened and enriched life and made the world better. So that's how he was described by the Gleaner in August of 1936. Now, Dr. Lumsden has a quote that I want to share with everybody because that is the reason I'm doing this. I'm reading from her writing. In my ongoing research into Jamaican history, I am continuously struck by how many important people in that history have been overlooked, forgotten, and perhaps discarded. Some are remembered for a while, but then disappear from memory, often that of the academic community. I spend much of my time trying to restore some of these lost Jamaicans, to recollection. Robert Lindsay is an important member of that lost community. And, you know, Dr. Lumsden is an educator. She's retired, but I can see why she would be interested in the educators. So, I'm going to ask my fans to just hold for 1 minute, please. I'm back, but as I was saying, let's start again. I'm going to start reading from Dr. Lumsden's account of what she was able to put together about Robert Lindsay. And I'm asking my fans who may come back later that if they know anyone with that last name, spelled Lindsay, they might have some additional information about this man. So here goes with Dr. Lumsden's article. Robert Lindsay was a black Jamaican born in Manchester about 1840, a little over 2 years after the end of apprenticeship. His father was a stonemason, and Robert worked with his father when he was in his teens. Though he must have benefited from schooling in a local school. In 1860, he enrolled at the Michael College without any support from his father, who only helped him in his third year. After college, he spent 18 years as principal of the mission school at Richmond in Manchester, which he made into one of the best in the island. He was long remembered in the area with respect and affection. He then served for 3 years at the Wesley School in Kingston, and in the mid-1880s went on to become a tutor at Michael, where he had studied as a young man. There he became known to the students as Toot, T-U-T-E, or Old Toot, and earned a great reputation as one of the finest instructors in the history of the college. He was especially known for his expertise in English grammar, but was also respected for the breadth of his knowledge. The impact of his teaching was spread throughout the island by those who had taught at every level from infant school to college. He had a long association with the teachers' organizations of his day. He was on the executive committee of the Kingston Teachers Association when it was established in 1883. He served as its librarian and later was vice president and contributed many valuable papers at the association's meetings. When the Jamaican Union of Teachers was founded in 1894, he was made treasurer of the union, an office which he continued to hold until his death in 1904. Robert Lindsay was remembered as a faithful friend, a kind and sympathetic man who never held a grudge. He was an example of a true Christian gentleman. Those who had known him honored his memory into succeeding decades. At micro reunions and funerals in the 1920s, the name of Robert Lindsay was always mentioned with respect and affection. After his death, the members of the JUT, which is Jamaican Union of Teachers, subscribed to put up a memorial plaque to Robert Lindsay's memory in the Wesley Chapel. At the unveiling of the memorial, A.L. Walcott said that Mr. Lindsay had employed the greater part of his life in molding and shaping the minds of many Jamaicans. Now, so that is what she wrote. But here's my sidebar. I want to read you a quote from someone of that period who wrote this. I'm sure she found this very interesting too, because as I mentioned before, this man is basically forgotten. Now, we did a show once on Michael Training College. It is now a university. It's one of the oldest teaching colleges in the Western world, not just in Jamaica, but in the Western world. And here is what someone wrote about him in 1904. The name Robert Lindsay, a name which will shine forever in the educational history of Jamaica as brightly as a near galaxy of stars. And this was written by A.J. Smith, who was General Secretary of the Jamaica Union of Teachers. Now, I remember reading a quote from Dr. Lumsden and some other historians about the fact that Jamaican history seemed to be about Jamaicans. Most of the history in Jamaica about the Jamaicans of that period, that really we should continue to celebrate, is just almost obliterated. I mean, I don't know about the callers online, those listening online or those on the board, but I never heard of these people. And it's obvious by these articles, and incidentally, Dr. Lumsden only print on her website or put on our website things that she can be documented by some document, some source. It's not just things she makes up or thinks about. It has to be in a church directory, the Gleaner Company. And she, you know, goes all over to find information on these people. Because right now, as I mentioned, she doesn't have a lot of information about his family life or what really happened during a certain period of his life. All of this information was put together by just articles. But here's my point. In 1904, when Mr. Smith, A.J. Smith, who was General Secretary of the Jamaica Union of Teachers, I think the name has changed. I'm trying to go to that website to see if there's any history of these people. Nothing. I went to MICO, which is now a university, to find out if there was some information about this man being there. Nothing. So, you know, I just feel so honored that Dr. Lumsden, who happens to be an English woman. She's now a Jamaican because she was married to a Jamaican and has settled there. I think some of her children and grandchildren are still there. And I had the pleasure of meeting her last year when I attended a function. I went to Kingston and we met. As a matter of fact, I must tell my fans that I am in the process of putting up in or revitalizing the Backyard Labrish website. And I will have, you know, some pictures that I took with her while I was there. And I am going to be posting all the articles that she has written down. And her articles are sort of all over the place on different websites. So sometimes they're not that easy to find. But whenever I write about someone, I'm going to sort of put it on a blog on the website so that other people can contribute. If you know someone with that name who might be related to some of these people and we can sort of fill in the gaps, it will be quite appreciated. Well, I want to tell you a little bit more of what was found or what was written about, articles that were written about Mr. Lindsay by other people and where the first school that they talked about, Ridgemont, that he had taught before or after he went to Michael. In the meantime, I want to remind our callers on the board that, as you know, this is a Labrish, so feel free to hit 1 on your telephone and you can interact with me. Give me a sidebar, or if you have some information that is relevant to this or want to talk about something that celebrates, enlightens, and preserves the diverse culture of Jamaica, feel free to do so. So I see we have callers on the board. I want to welcome you back and tell you to hit 1 on your telephone if you want to interact. So if nobody's hitting, I will go on to share some sidebars. Now, if you remember, I mentioned, Ridgemont, spelled R-I-D-G-E-M-O-U-N-T, which it apparently was a place in Manchester. So what I'm going to share with you now is a article that she posted on her website that was taken from page 31 of Education in Jamaica that was written by H.V. Hart, and the title of that article was The Empire Review, and she gives the volume and all of that. But this is what he wrote, and this is she has this placed under background and education. Education in Jamaica was greatly assisted by the contribution of Robert Lindsay, a young native Mason brought up in connection with the mission station of the London Missionary Society in the island. At the age of 19, he applied for permission to enter the Normal Institute and was accepted. In spite of his father's opposition, he entered and studied there for 3 years. On finishing his course, he was made principal of the mission school, where he labored for 18 years. During that time, his school became the foremost in the island. On its merit, he was induced to leave there and take over Wesley School, where again he succeeded. 4 years later, he was invited to be tutor in his old college. Many thought he would not be obeyed, but he commanded the respect and admiration of all who met him. During his 42 years service as a scholar, teacher, and tutor, he worked nobly and strenuously for the furtherance of education in Jamaica. He had left a name which is honored by all and set a high moral standard for those coming after. That's the end of the article that she has. So that was written by H.V. Hart in an article that is, I think, some church volume thing. But here's the point I thought they were trying to make there. There's another article I'm going to read to you. As she said, he was the first black tutor at this school that they were talking about. And this is apparently an Englishman who is documenting this. And they're saying that they didn't think he would be respected at the school. Because remember now, his father, apparently, I don't know if he was a free black or he was a slave, but he was, this man, I think, was born after emancipation. So here's another article that she had, and I think this is about Ridgemont. If you remember earlier in her article, she said he was brought up or grown, went to school at Ridgemont. So apparently Ridgemont was a missionary place where people went to school. So here's another article. Robert Lindsay was born in Manchester, Jamaica in 1840, 2 years after full freedom was proclaimed in 1838. So far, the only information about his family is that his father was a Mason who may have been formerly a slave, but could also have been a free black artisan. It seems likely that the family lived in Ridgemont, with which Robert later had such a long connection as a teacher. The London Missionary Society emphasized in some accounts of his life. In an article in the Gleaner of June 16, 1965, Inez Nibbs and Sibley, S-I-B-L-E-Y, outlined the early history of the Rivermont station. So here is someone writing about this station that I don't know if anyone on the board ever heard of, but, you know, this was long before our time. But this is apparently doing a research, this Inez Nibb. In 1836, this is about Rivermont, Ridgemont, sorry. This is really funny. Bear with me here because I live here in the South is called Rivermont. So I'm looking at it and I'm saying Rivermont, but it's actually Ridgemont. So forgive me. But always remember, this is the senior, and I put my little sidebars in, and I must tell you that I'm always reading these articles for the first time, because it takes me so much time even to find them and print them. And a lot of times some of them are hard to print because the researchers are using the original documents of, you know, 100 years ago or wherever they found the Gleaner article. Or so they're not retyping it. So I'm trying to reproduce it so I can read it. So I'm asking you to be patient with me. But I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And I want to take a minute here to remind the listeners who might come by later that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Block Talk Radio. And tonight, we're discussing a forgotten Jamaican who was a great educator and contributed a lot to the enlightenment of other Jamaicans during his time. So I want to bring him to light and help to celebrate him. So let's go to what Miss Inez Nibb wrote about Ridgemont, where he taught. In 1836, the Reverend William Slater was instrumental in acquiring land in Manchester where a tent was erected for the holding of meetings and for teaching purposes. The London Missionary Society then appointed Mr. and Mrs. Brown to labor as educational agents in Jamaica and direct them to proceed to Mandeville and work under the Slaters and family. Now, I'm sorry, hold on, I'm losing here. And work under the superintendent of Mr. Slater, S-L-A-T-Y-E-R. The results were encouraging. A congregational church was formed in 1837. Mr. Slater and family then moved from Poros to Mandeville and directed the building at Ridgemont. This was opened in that same year as school and chapel, the downstairs being used for a school and the upstairs for, hold on, I'm turning the page, and the upstairs for public worship. The Reverend Mr. Slater and his wife continued in the work at Ridgemont until 1850, when he was succeeded by the Reverend George Hall. After 2 years of service for health reasons, Mr. Hall had to return to England. They both returned to their homeland. Okay. Mr. Alloway's ministry, hold on, I'm missing places here. Let's go back because I missed a couple of lines. So I'm going to start again. We're in 1854. The Reverend Joseph Andrews went to Ridgemont from Morant Bay, but because of the illness of his wife, they both returned to their homeland. By the request of the LMS, which is must be the London Missionary Society, the Reverend Mr. Alloway, stationed at Poros, answered the call to Ridgemont. Mr. Alloway's ministry lasted for 21 years, and after a life of devoted service for Christ and the church, he died at Ridgemont on January 19, 1877. Robert Lindsay became the first black tutor at Micah Teachers College. And it tells what page that was written on. The Jamaican Society and High Schooling, Errol Miller. In 1990, in respect of Lindsay, Kundal, C-U-N-D-A-L-L, states, this is an article that this man is writing, when appointed as a tutor, some thought that his race was put on its trial, as they did not believe black men would obey a black man. But they were mistaken. And that's written on page, she has where that is written by this article from Marginalization of the Black Male. So, as I mentioned before, Dr. Lumsden is just gathering all these pieces of information as she finds them, anything that mentions any of the people that she's highlighting. So it can be an article in a church information in London or some part of the world or in Jamaica or something from the Gleaner. So one of my passions is how cool it would be if their descendants of some of these people or I'm sure they are, because some of these names that I'm calling are very familiar, because you know some of the older people can remember their grandparents perhaps talking about people from the church. So I'm always spelling these names, hoping that people who come by and listen to the show later could perhaps remember, did my mother or grandmother talk about a church or something called Ridgemont in Manchester and some of these reverend people? Because I know that sometimes I have a flashback of who, you know, somebody's name was in the country when I visited that was at the church. So I just want to go into those details so that it can perhaps trigger some memory, that you will keep that in mind as I'm going through this. So from all we can see that Mr. Robert Lindsay was apparently, you know, we did the history of Michael long ago, and it is that school is now, I think, this year over 170 years old as a teaching college. So then it's quite apparent it was started by missionaries. We went over that. Mr. Robert Lindsay was the first black teacher at Michael. So a lot of people were at that time that ran the teaching college, whether from London or in Jamaica in 18 whatever, figure that because he was a native and he was black, that the other students would not respect him. But as this article said, you know, they were really wrong, because they did. And it just breaks my heart now that even at some of the students at Michael perhaps never even heard of him, because I haven't seen anything on their website about him. Hopefully we can get that corrected. So let me go back now to the articles on Dr. Lumsden's website. Is there anyone on the board who want to interact to put in their 2 cents? Say it now or therefore hold your peace. And if you come by later and you can, I think there's a place on the, some place that you can put a comment on Blog Talk Radio. But do visit our website, which is www.backyardlabrish.com. We do have a website, and you're able to send me an email or send me a little note or whatever. Make a suggestion. I see we have a hand up, so I'm going to open the mic to my caller at 631-451. Good evening. You got Margaret in the backyard.
Hi, Margaret. Good evening. This is Janine from Long Island.
Hi, Miss Janine. Welcome back. We're back. I'm back from break.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
How you. Are you?
I am good.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, just keeping your company as usual.
Oh, great. That's so nice of you. Well, I'd like to tell the callers, if you're listening online and you want to interact with me, I think you can see the number from where you're listening, but it's 718-766-4558. And as you know, we're here each Thursday at 8 o'clock. So, if you want to put in your 2 cents, call in. So, Miss Janine, let me ask you, do you know anyone with that name? Lindsay, the last name?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that some of the callers, some of the listeners who come by later can help myself and Dr. Lumsden fill in some of these blanks.
Right.
But I find these stories very fascinating.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, I want to read you something else that was written by someone at the University of Toronto in 1964. They wrote on Jamaica development of teacher training through the agency of the Lady Michael Charity. Time is too short to give an adequate account, but we dare not omit to mention men like Lindsay, the first old student of the Michael to become a member of the staff, who showed that the sons of Jamaica were worthy to assist in training the students. Now, this is my sidebar. Remember now, the students then were not only ex-slaves. There were students of the island.
Right.
We're talking 18-something. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm sure there were people of all color.
Right.
And it goes on. For 20 years, Tuta, as he was called, served on the staff faithfully and efficiently to assist in training the students. He was loved and respected by all. And that is something that was printed in the Daily Gleaner in 1936 by A.J. Newman, who was then principal of Michael, in talk on its history. Now, full and strenuous though the students found the college curriculum and routine, they and the public were often reminded that the glorious days had departed from the Michael. Those days constituted the years, roughly speaking, from the early 1890s to 1900, when under the co-principalship of Dr. William Gillings, G-I-L-L-I-E-S, and Colonel G-R-U-C-H-Y, Grucci, and the training of Tutor Lindsay, the college was able to produce men like Reverend W.H. Graham, M.A., J.L. King, B.A., A.A. Kennedy, B.A., Dr. J. Rabb, R.A.B.B., Dr. J. Watson, Reverend A.A. Barclay, J.B. Robinson, and C.D. Nielsen, N-E-I-L-S-O-N, most of whom had benefited by a fourth-year course given to the most promising students and tenable either at the Michael itself or unusually Jamaican college. During the years mentioned, the academic courses at the Michael included Latin and the higher mathematics for the able students. J.J. Mills, writing of his own years at the Michael in the first decade of the 20th century, in J.J. Mills, his own account of his life and times, page 47. So the last thing that I read to you was written by J.J. Mills. Now, I'm just so anxious to do this because Dr. Lumpson has been able to find some wonderful photographs of some of these people.
Mm.
And it will be interesting for the people who can get online to put a face, you know,
right,
to some of these names. But you can see by this, you know, these clips from other people that during the time this Mr. Lindsay taught at Michael, they produced a lot of people who went on to the collegiate school, which I did some things about because some of these names are connected with degrees.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Went on to Howard University. There's a show I did about students at Howard when Theodore Roosevelt was president that were received in the White House.
Yes.
Most Jamaicans don't know about that, and that show is in the archives. So this Mr. Lindsay was active as a teacher during that period.
Yeah, you know what's running in my mind. I could be wrong. But wasn't that the name of the bus company, Lindsay?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I don't know why that is coming in my mind. I'm not sure about that, but Lindsay Bus Company, I don't know why that is coming in my mind.
In Kingston?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not ringing a bell for me right now.
Yeah,
but
I don't know why.
There's some Lindsays floating out there.
Yeah.
That perhaps connected to this forgotten educator.
Yes, yes.
So I am really quite excited to have the opportunity of using this new technology to, you know, give a voice to Dr. Lumsden's articles. Because, you know, because she's piecing all of this together, sometimes the articles are hard to read. And I know, especially the younger generation now, don't have the patience or the time to figure anything out. They just want to touch a button and everything appear magically. So, you know, it's really heartwarming to know that these historians are putting so much of their passion and life into trying to piece together these stories because, you know, it's important to know about our past. And
yes,
a lot of young people might not be realize the importance now, but I hope that, you know, somehow, some way, that these shows that we're doing will serve a purpose.
Exactly.
Because I think that as a nation and as a culture, there is so much to be celebrated you know, and preserved.
Right.
And so I really thank you for being so supportive. And the other people online, I see we have caller from 973-373 and people listening online. But, you know, I know that I am getting quite thrilled, and it's really a passion for me. And I think it is just fueling my, rejuvenating my brain and just exciting me, because I'm doing the research and I'm finding out, you know, there's a lot of negative things that are circulating in every country about the culture of the past and the culture of the present, really not the same, things are changing. But we have so many things that we don't know about to celebrate, that I'm hoping that more people will be celebrating the things that we can celebrate, you know, and sort of don't give too much energy to the things that might not meet with our approval.
Right.
So I want to encourage the listeners that may come by later on and those listening now to share some of this information. And when they can use some of this information or direct younger people to where they can find this information, I would really appreciate it if they do so. Because one of the goals that I'm setting for myself, hopefully, is to celebrate the 50,000 downloads, $50,000 by the time Jamaica celebrates their 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
So how fans can help me is to spread the word about what we do here each week. And all the shows are archived so that people can go by anytime and listen to them. But let me just follow up now with some more things that are in other articles about this fantastic man. In the Daily Gleaner, October 31st, 1901, Jamaica Union of Teachers, Mr. Lindsay's re-election. For the 18th consecutive time, Mr. R. Lindsay, tutor at the Michael, that's what it was called in those days, mm-hmm. has been re-elected treasurer of the JUT. As on several other occasions, he has this time been returned unopposed. According to the nomination form, it is evident that the teachers do not desire to relieve Mr. Lindsay of the important position he has all these years filled with universal satisfaction.
Mm.
It shows that he has the confidence of the teachers, and we congratulate him on his continuance in office. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
The men of yesterday were so strong.
Mm.
And resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's something else from the Gleaner, in this one in 1904. Kingston Teachers Association family and personal life. Only 4 years ago, we heard a gentleman of high standing in the community say, "I have been closely associated with Mr. Lindsay for years in business relations and otherwise, and never heard him speak an unkind word." And that was from a piece by A.J. Smith in the Gleaner of 1904.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Let me just tell you how he was remembered. Mr. J.W. Wright, at the request of the union, then unveiled. Oh, this! They, remember, I told you that they had made a plaque.
That's right.
As unions. So this is on the unveiling.
Yes.
At the request of the union, then unveiled the tablet, which is erected on the northern wall of the church. It is a beautiful marble tablet and bears the inscription on either side, Jamaica Union of Teachers, Then below that is written, erected by his fellow workers and other admirers in memory of the late Robert Lindsay, native of Manchester, Jamaica, schoolmaster and for 20 years tutor of the Maiko Training College.
Wow.
His sterling qualities of character to all who knew him. After a life devoted to religion and intellectual advancement of the people of this country, he died on the 5th day of January in 1904 at age 63.
Oh, he died young.
Highly respected and deeply lamented. And that was in the Gleaner on January 5th of 1911.
He died young.
63,
yes.
In those days, I must say, in those days, that was not considered young.
That's true.
You know, because I remember when I was growing up, people that were 50 were ancient. 50 years old. I mean, that's not
century. So right.
Oh, my God, 50.
That's what you say they put up.
Yes, but here I am struggling along, a senior season. Double numbers, and it's five is nowhere near it.
Yeah, it's
true. Let me tell you
true.
A little bit about the distinguished alumni, the distinguished people from Maiko during Mr. Lindsay's days. You had, I think I call them a relative, but I'm going to call them again because we have pictures of them. I'm going to be posting this on the website next week. The Reverend W.H. Graham, Reverend J.W.G.R.A.H.A.M., and a J.L. King, who had a bachelor's, a Kennedy, K.E.N.N.E.D.Y., A.A. Kennedy, Dr. Robb, Dr. J. Watson, Reverend A.A. Barclay, J.B. Morrison, J.D. Nielsen, F.A. Myers, S. Hart, A.S. Clark, and U. Theo McKay. Now, Mr. Samuel Mordecai Hart was in Maiko in 1890. She doesn't know, but he was the headmaster of the Presbyterian Duke Town School in Calabar, Nigeria.
Whoa.
So Mr. Hart traveled to Nigeria and died there.
Whoa.
He was born in 1904, was educated at Maiko sometime, you know, after, and went to Nigeria. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So Jamaicans, you know, spread their wings all over the world.
That's true.
And who knows, there might be some Harts running around in Nigeria that don't know they're connected. They have a Jamaican connection.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Albert S. Clark was at Maiko from 1899 to 1901, and he's the founder of the St. John's College in Kingston.
Wow.
I don't know about that school out there.
St. John's College, no, I've never heard of
college
it.
Unless
they changed the name, maybe they changed the name.
Yes, because, you know, the Jamaican Teachers Union's name has been changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. There's a picture on her website. She has a picture of the grounds at Ridgemont, you know, where, remember, it started out as a tent?
Yes.
And then it got a building.
Yes.
So here is an account by the London Missionary Society about the chapel and schoolroom at Ridgemont. And somebody's describing the picture. And it's more like a drawing, like an etching.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking 18-something. The engraving for this month represents one of our missionary stations. It's called Ridgemont. And it is a large hilly part of the, it is in a large hilly part of the island called Manchester. Look at the chapel. It stands on a hill. It is beautiful. And there is a schoolroom. Somebody's pointing out the different places because it's, as I say, it's a drawing, an etching of the building. At the back of it, the front part of the chapel is 50 feet long and the side 40 feet. The schoolroom runs back 60 feet and is about 28 feet wide, so that the building is 100 feet long and is strongly built of stones obtained in the neighborhood. On the south side of the chapel and schoolhouse, you have the west and south view of the missionaries' dwelling house, close by, which is the task into which the water runs as it pours off the roof. And is pleasant to drink.
Whoa.
And keeps fresh a long time. There is another house, and you see just on the other side of the tank. Oh, that they were talking about a tank. You know, it's very... She copied it from something under the drawing from some English, from the Juvenile Missionary Magazine. Listen to the date of April 1855.
Whoa.
That's where she got this etching, and they were lecturing about, in England, about this place, which was the Ridgemont place, that this man was schooled and taught before he went to Michael. So he's saying now, there is another house which you see just on the other side of the tank. That is where the school teacher lives. Now look again, and you will see a great many trees. No doubt you wonder what kind of trees they are. They are orange trees.
Whoa.
And if you look closely, you will see the fresh fruit hanging on them. It's interesting to hear a foreigner at the time describing this drawing of this place that I'm sure that the people he was talking to apparently were involved in the building of it. You know what I mean? Because remember, those days there were a lot of missionaries out there, you know, to convert the population. So, you know, he was, this writer or this lecturer was explaining, apparently they must have contributed money, you know, I'm making up my stories, to this production that he's describing to them in details. But I'm always quite intrigued to with the verbiage that was used long ago, how they would describe things.
Right.
Yeah, and the words they would use to describe.
Yes, yes.
So I find it so very interesting. And, you know, we just have a few minutes to complete our hour. But it's interesting how the time goes by. I hope that, you know, our listeners are intrigued, as I am, about all these neat stories of long ago. But even how the people write and describe themselves or other people are always quite interesting to me. So with that said, I am going to invite anybody else on the board who might want to say something to do so now. Or, I see we have a new caller. Oh, somebody hung up right away. But anyway, they must have called the wrong number. But, you know, I really am going to be featuring a lot of some other people in that were important to the early education of the movers and shakers, you know, of the past, that seem to, as Dr. Lumsden say, have been forgotten or just discarded. Because it seems to me like, I'm sure the plaque is still in the church that they, the JUT erected, if the church is still standing. It didn't say where the church was, though.
Oh.
But, you know, it's interesting to know if there are any descendants of this particular Mr. Lindsay.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm asking the callers that if there's anyone who knows anyone by that name, you know, they might have some memory of some talk that might have been done by their elders. But I don't know about anybody else, but I thought this was a very important story
right.
to bring light. And I find it very interesting how people thought in those days, as I'm sure that it's happening right now. And whenever I bring something up from the past, I'm always amazed at how much has changed as we evolved,
mm-hmm.
you know, along with the world, we are evolving.
Right.
And so many things are different now, but so many things remain the same.
Yeah.
As in the fact that some people might believe that because a person is not of the same culture, the same color, or the same background, that they may not be able to handle a job as well as somebody else who have always done it from that culture, color, or background. So someone new steps into the picture, and people are amazed. They are in doubt first time, some people, and then they're amazed that whatever the situation is works out sometimes even better,
yes.
as we could relate to our own country.
Right.
We live in now. You know what I mean?
And, yes.
You know, I try not to discuss, or I don't discuss politics or religion, but I'm just throwing that in because I think it's very relevant because here it was, you know, the people who started the organization were surprised that he was so well accepted in the position that he was put in and did it so well.
Yeah.
So for those of you who may come by late and you didn't get all of the story, always remember that as soon as we hang up, the shows are in archives, so you can just click on the link if you are on my list, and you will hear the full show from beginning to end. So with that said, it's already 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I always book a little extra time. So I really want to thank all my fans for calling in. And please spread the word because I'm really trying to hit that 50,000 mark by the time we celebrate our 50th anniversary of independence. So with that said, Miss Janine,
yes.
I thank you for joining me.
You're
I thank
welcome.
You. Pardon?
Said you're welcome.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed hearing about Mr. Lindsay.
Yes, I don't know why I'm thinking about the bus, though.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe you can check it out. Lindsay
yes,
Bus
yes.
Company. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, so much have changed out there, and it's not everything that's posted on the Internet, but I'll
that's
certainly
true.
Try it. Because yeah. I went to the Michael Training College to see if I could see a timeline of their history.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no mention of any of these people
yes.
that we talked about tonight.
Yes.
So I want to really express my appreciation again for Dr. Joy Lumsden for bringing this important person to our attention. And I hope that, as she says, he will not be forgotten.
Amen.
So with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you will continue to spread the word and continue to support us here on Thursday. We're in the backyard where we celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica.
Land we love.
Thank you very much, and hopefully I'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.